We've got a grand experiment underway here. VR and I are joined with our good pal from our homebrew club, Paul. Hi, Paul.
How's it going?
Thanks for coming and joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Last week, we put 6.3 beans up against Judiciel's Péché Mortal to see what was similar and what was dissimilar.
And they were fairly similar.
There was a lot going on that overlapped. But then it got me thinking a little bit more, like, what could make these beers even more similar? And I thought Judiciel has another beer that sort of fills the void in between these two beers, and it's the Aphrodite.
Or, as it's known outside of the U.S., aphrodisiac. The U.S. government feels that you will think that it is an actual aphrodisiac, and that cannot be put on the label here.
So in the U.S., it's the Aphrodite. The Aphrodite is a 6.5%
cocoa vanilla stout.
And it's actually made with fair trade cocoa beans and vanilla beans. If you go to the blog, you'll see there's a whole array of glasses. We're going to pour each of the three beers into their own glasses, and then it's up to the three panelists here, Paul, BR, and myself, to mix the Péché Mortal and the Aphrodite together in a combination that will most closely approximate the flavor and the aroma of the three beans.
And the three beans does have Romano beans, but we're not going to use those.
We're just going to open up each one. We know in advance which glass is going to contain which beer. The short glass with the Péché. And then the medium glass with the...
Wait, Paul's medium glass is actually quite large. Is this going to skew the experiment?
No, I hope not.
Our medium glasses are medium. His is large.
They have pretty much the same geometry, so I don't think it'll affect the aroma perception too much.
And then in the tall glass, it's the 6.3 beans. So this gives each panelist a chance to taste each of these beers again by itself before they try to mix the two Judiciel beers together to get the closest aroma and flavor to the three beans.
This is interesting because I remember the last time we tried this that the head on the three beans was fairly similar to that of the Judiciel, or am I imagining things?
No, I think we have good light now. It's the Judiciel has a reddish hint, reddish
hue. But it's
hue.
Much more, it's more of an espresso color in the head of the Judiciel, you know, a light espresso foam compared to the three beans. Last time I remember them being closer in color.
I'm surprised by how light-colored the three beans is, actually. Do we know what the base beer is?
Yeah, it's going to be a Baltic Porter.
Okay.
And the Judiciel Péché Mortal is an imperial stout, coffee imperial stout. So I leave it to the panelists to start sniffing, tasting, and mixing.
I find I'm getting more of the chocolate aroma this time in the three beans. Maybe I'm just being more critical.
No, it's definitely there. And if you sniff, Paul, if you want to give it a try, sniff between the Péché Mortal and the Aphrodite, you'll see the difference. One is coffee, one is cocoa, vanilla.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited to try the three beans. I got a can at a grocery store somewhere out in the wilds of central Jersey, and I don't know what they did to it, but it seemed like it had been cooked or something. This is a totally different beer.
Yeah, there's a real sweetness in the nose of that three beans. Almost a whipped cream sweetness. I mixed mine 50-50, Péché and Aphrodite, and the flavor's kind of matching up pretty closely. Aroma is off.
The aroma is weird.
Yeah, when you mix the Péché and the Aphrodite, the aroma is a little bit strange. Although I am getting a little bit more that vanilla coffee aroma. It's actually getting closer, yeah. I think adding these two together creates that sweet coffee, that cream coffee aroma, that cream coffee flavor. A coffee that's been doused with some heavy cream.
I added a bit more of the Péché, so now I couldn't give approximate, maybe 2/3, 1/3 right now. And I find that actually brings it a little bit closer.
On the 50-50, the bitterness of the Péché stands out a little bit more. So I've just added a little bit more of the aphrodisiac to my concoction, my mixture, to see if I can smooth it out a bit. Paul, what have you got?
I started off a little heavier on the aphrodite because I was trying to approximate that sweetness that the three beans gives, especially on the nose, but I was surprised by how different it was, actually. So I've just been kind of slowly adding some pêché mortel.
Yeah, I think the way to go is more pêché and less aphrodite.
It's kind of funny. Maybe it's a psych-out that we expected it to be similar, but I'm finding it pretty similar. Even in the aroma now, I've added more aphrodite to the mixture, and the aroma really is approximating that six beans aroma.
It's kind of weird. If you go heavier on the aphrodite, you get the nose. If you go heavier on the pêché, you get a little closer to the flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's heavier on the pêché, definitely for the flavor. Yeah, and more, you're right, more aphrodite for the nose.
If only we add Romano bean extract.
Couldn't find that in the deli.
You're going to the wrong deli. They're kind of starchy.
It's an Italian flat bean that apparently was used in northern areas when barley was scarce. It was used as an adjunct to beef up the fermentables, and it actually adds some body to the beer as well. So that's an interesting experiment. I have to say I kind of expected it would turn out this way, and you're always happy when an experiment turns out the way you expect it to be, right? As the third party who wasn't involved in the first tasting, Paul, what are your overall impressions of these beers independently and also as a mixture?
Well, I've always loved the pêché mortel. I love it on its own merits alone. I also love seeing it on menus where they don't get the accents right, and I just think of a deadly peach. And the aphrodite I've had a couple times before, and I was always amazed by the nose on it, but it was always just a touch too sweet for me. And I think we've done a nice job of bringing what the pêché mortel has into the aphrodite mix. And just having tried the three beans, I have to say, as crazy as I thought you were when you first proposed it, I think you nailed it.
Excellent. In any event, we've got three bottles of extremely good beer here. We can't really go wrong, can we?
I'd say not.
Not at all.
Paul, thanks for joining us, coming out and being part of this experiment.
My pleasure. I'll always work for beer.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.